school safety is our second highest priority, but it really is our first.
Santa Rosa Superintendent Tim Rosdick stating the importance of school safety, which has become more urgent for all district administrators across the state since the shooting and subsequent adoption of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Public Safety Act. The law requires the hardening of school buildings and grounds and the limiting of access. Now schools in each district have perimeter fences, locked gates, and new protocols for gaining entry to schools through single points of entry.
We close the campus, basically, and there's only one egress into the campus. And into that, you have to be checked in. You can't just walk through a door any longer in Santa Rosa County.
In addition to locked doors, the entrance to every public school in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa is equipped with some sort of video monitoring system.
Yes, I'm here to check out a student.
This is parent Sarah Rhodes. Utilizing the access control monitoring system to get into Sims Middle in Pace last school year. In a recent development, the Santa Rosa School District has taken the additional step of providing the county's 911 dispatch center and sheriff's office dispatch access to every camera in every school. Now, while many security features are not visible to the public, safe school officers are meant to be seen. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Public Safety Act requires at least one security officer at each school.
I am proud to tell you this. Every campus will have an SRO, and that has been a monumental lift for the school district and for the Sheriff's Department.
Superintendent Rosdick applauds the commitment it took from Sheriff Bob Johnson to build up a full staff of SROs for the first time in about 14 years.
I remember sitting down with him. We had a very frank, very short, but very intense conversation where we both agreed the only way to secure our schools is to put a resource officer on every campus as soon as possible. I don't think it's widely known. We only had 6 out of 38 campuses covered at that time.
Safety is, 100% our top priority. We're blessed to have what I believe is the best SRO unit in the state of Florida.
Okaloosa County School Superintendent Marcus Chambers. He does have the best SROs, with the Florida Association of School Resource Officers recently designating the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office School Resource Officer Unit as the SRO Unit of the Year.
55 rifle-qualified school resource officers in Okaloosa County carry M4s in backpacks at school and campus events. Stop the Bleed training is now routine.
You have men and women who are ready to lay their lives down in order to protect our children.
It's that training and that support that translates back to the lives of these students, back to the lives of our employees.
Voices on this SRO promotional video include Okaloosa Sheriff Larry Ashley and Superintendent Chambers. Not surprisingly, the district yet again will have a fully staffed team of certified school resource officers.
Each of our schools has at least one SRO, and our high schools all have 2 SROs.
As required, the Escambia County School District also started the year with at least one law enforcement or armed security guard on every campus. Long-term, Superintendent Malcolm Thomas plans to hire dozens of campus safety officers, but he acknowledges that to date, it's been a struggle.
We put out application and put people through the first class, and of course, it's rigorous, and not everybody has been able to pass.
Thomas planned a second class of applicants to coincide with the beginning of the school year.
And we're going to have to open some additional classes in the fall to continue to try to recruit and solicit people that can meet the qualifications.
Campus safety officer applications are available on the district website, escambia.k12.fl.us. But even with armed security, school hardening, and required active shooter drills, Thomas says much more is required to actually have a safe school.
What we know from all the active school shooters is that it usually happens from someone that's supposed to be inside the school. So we can spend a lot of money and lock everybody out, but where our vulnerabilities are really are on the inside. So we have to make sure that every student on our campus knows an adult, that if they're in trouble or they have trouble or know a friend in trouble, they know an adult they can trust enough to go and tell them. that they all know that we have mental health services on our campus that we can deliver and intervene.
Because of the new school safety law, which provides some funding, each school is now required to offer mental health services and to establish threat assessment teams. For every district, safety in the classroom means a lot of in-school training for all teachers and support staff, and generally educating faculty, students, and parents to always be alert and do their part to create an atmosphere of safety and security.
We want to preempt. We think that's how you make safe schools.
Again, Escambia Superintendent Malcolm Thomas.
If we get to the point I'm having to rely on the armed security, we're in trouble already, because that means we're in the middle of an event and somebody has to fire back.
Escambia and Okaloosa are among the 36 counties that have signed up to participate in the School Guardian program, which allows the arming of qualified school employees. Taking pressure off teachers, earlier this year, the Guardian program expanded to include licensed security guards. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.